Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with me our good friend, Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver Trading. And how are you today, Melody?
I'm doing just great, thank you.
You know, there's been a lot happened since we talked last. In the world. In the world, there's been quite a bit going on.
There certainly has been, and I don't think anyone has ever seen the world in such a mess in so many places, and to where markets just continue to have little to no reaction to the distress that we see and here and around the world. And it truly is amazing. It sort of makes you wonder what planet everyone is living on. I mean, these are very dangerous times.
Oh, my.
And folks just continue to non-react. And it's surprising. It's just baffling.
It is baffling. I was going to ask you, how does the turmoil that's going on with now that we're in war, even though there's not boots on the ground, we are in war. How does that affect the markets, and particularly the gold and silver, but all the markets?
Well, it's just a matter of time until boots are on the ground. There's no way that they can just continue the airstrikes and expect it to make a difference.
There's only one airstrike that'll keep you from putting boots on the ground. Nobody wants to talk about that.
You're absolutely correct. So whether it's our boots or somebody else's boots, but most likely, and we already have some troops over there, so as far as I'm concerned, it's just a matter of let's just not acknowledge it, so that way people won't know it's happening. In normal times, you would certainly see gold and silver rise significantly to what is going on. And again, it's just like the markets, you would normally see a drop. You usually do see a stronger dollar, and that we have seen. So the only item that is really reacting is the bond market and the stronger dollar. But everything else, usually they'll have pressure, and gold and silver prices usually will rise significantly anytime there is, geopolitical strife and war. So I believe what's going to happen to the gold and silver market is it could very well just teeter along, with these prices. You're going to see ups and downs. But I believe when reality catches up, I believe that reality, you're going to see gold jump, and you're going to see gold and silver jump significantly. It won't be a gradual climb because they've suppressed it so long that when it does react, it will react big.
You know, I talked earlier last week, and I noticed that I was going through your newsletter, your weekly newsletter, and some of the articles in there are really fantastic this time. Not that they're not always. But I noticed that one of them was something that I've been talking about, and that's this 50-year-old war on poverty and, how all this has affected, everything affects our economy. There's no two ways about it. Everything that happens affects our economy, whether it's a war in Syria or some other just, common thing that's going on. It affects the markets. It affects the economy. Well, 50 years ago when Lyndon B. Johnson decided, we have these wars all over the place. We have the war on drugs. We have the war on terror. Well, this was the war on poverty. And the irony, and I just can't get over the irony of it, $22 trillion has been spent to fight the war on poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing to you? I mean, isn't that just mind-boggling?
And where is the poverty level? It hasn't gone away. In fact, I was reading an article earlier today. I don't know if I should have posted it for the program, but they were talking about the number of children and homelessness. Now, I don't know if the number is increasing significantly this past year. From 2012 to 2013, I don't know how many of those are if they're including the illegal immigrants that they're bringing in. I'm assuming they're not, but it could. But there's been a huge increase, significant, of children that are homeless,
mm-hmm.
living in cars, living in stations, living on the street. And so when you talk about the $22 trillion, you know, it certainly is it doesn't work.
Well, and also in the article that I had, and when it was giving it the those that were considered in poverty, and they're not what we would consider poor.
No.
You know, the ones that we might consider poor, I don't think were even listed. And, you know, we've not done anything with that war other than put more people, make more people dependent on the government. We've spent more money, but we've not helped anyone get up off their, you know, lift them up and get them up off their feet, you know, on their feet, you know, from being pushed down for whatever reason. You know, sometimes it's mistakes that we've made on our own. Sometimes it's tragedy. Sometimes it's just life circumstances that knock us down. And nobody's opposed to helping people up, but we are opposed to keeping them enslaved that way. And that's what I feel like our welfare system has done.
It really has. And so oftentimes, you know, people who get, you know, who have a terrible time and they look for assistance because they know it's just temporary, they never get it. You have to be a lifelong dependent in order to obtain it. And I've told people many times that there's too much money in this world yet. You know, you're not going to see major problems, you know, not direct problems and reportable problems until there's too much money. People aren't going to react and do something about it until they're hungry. And we're not going to get that when you have the dependency on the government on checks to the degree that it is. I mean, free cell phones, free, you know, people are walking around with new TVs, big TVs, you know,
they have air conditioning. They have heating. They have not just one car, but many of those families that they consider on the poverty level have two cars.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, it just goes on and on, and that's not our poor. We do have poor in this nation.
Yes, we do.
And, you know, so we're not trying to debate that particular point. It's how they fudge these numbers.
The numbers, and, you know, by signing all the free trade agreements, eliminating jobs, there's no place for these folks to work. At one point in time, you could make a decent living. You didn't even have to be high school graduated.
Mm.
And you could go out, work in a factory, make a decent income, supply, pay for your children and be the breadwinner of your family. And
you mentioned
jobs are no longer around. So those people became dependent.
You know, you mentioned factory work, and I've talked about that in the last two or three weeks too. I had an article that was talking about our jobs, Melody, that we don't have enough jobs here, but there is about 1 million jobs that are not being filled for lack of skills. So while we want to send everybody to college and start these kiddos out dead broke, you know, and then they can't get a job in the field that they were trained in, they're not trained to do other things. And factory work is looked down upon. But yet you can make $50,000 or more working in a factory and have a good living, you know. Go in and work, go home, and not have to worry about all the pressures and everything. You just do your job and go home, and it's not all that bad. I did it fresh out of high school, so I know.
I did, too. It's not easy work.
No, it's not. It's
working
tough work.
Working in a factory is not easy work.
I knew what it was to be dead dog tired that first morning because I worked the night shift. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give them a call at 1-800-375-4188. But Melody's right here. You can call her right now at 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, a patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God. CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSE Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. C&J Dog Food is a family-owned business taking pride in caring for your pets. They raise pets. They own pets. They love and know dogs. C&J Dog Foods carries three special dog food formulas that are nutrient-packed and designed with your furry animal's health in mind. For your puppy, chicken and rice formula. For your adult pets, you can choose either a chicken and rice formula or beef and rice formula. C&J Dog Food is formulated to meet nutritional levels established by the AAFCO, meeting the nutrient profiles for all stages of your pet's life. Sold in 1-unit 50-pound bags available for pickup and bulk orders, or they offer 20-pound boxes that are easy to handle and convenient to store as well as home delivery. Call for pricing 417-452-2781. CJ Dog Food, your pet deserves the best. As breeders themselves, they know dogs. Call today 417-452-2781 or visit them online at cjdogfood.net. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give them a call there in the office at 1-800-375-4188, or call her and talk to her right now, right here on CSE Talk Radio at 877-895-5410. You know, Melody, when you listen to the news and you read these articles, whether it's one that they're talking about the war on poverty 50 years ago, they throw numbers around as if they are nothing. I mean, $22 trillion, the irony of that, spent on a war against poverty, and yet we still have poverty. In fact, we've hurt the people, because those that we've pretended to help, we've kept them enslaved to big government. But I also had an article that's coming out in my next newsletter that I shared a few several weeks back, and it's actually coming out of the Denver Rocky Mountain News, and the journalist there had interviewed somebody that was an alien, a legal immigrant, but they were talking about the illegal immigrants, and this person said, you know, where you would just be lost if these immigrants were here, because they're doing this and they're doing that and they're spending money here and they're doing this. But she started to do a little research at how much that was really going to cost us, and it was the opposite. It's costing us, and it's going to save us money if they go home. And I won't give all the numbers or anything, but it was astronomical, the amount of money that is being spent because of all the illegal alien immigrants that are here in the United States. And money just, it's like, you know, when we first went on the air, you said it seems like it doesn't faze anybody. It just doesn't faze anybody, the money that we're spending and just throwing away, because we just keep swiping those cards and running up that debt, whether it's at a home personally or in the government. We just keep swiping the cards.
And that's correct. There was a report out a couple of years ago that if they did amnesty to the illegal aliens, then over a short period of time, it would cost over $2 trillion. I've recently seen the numbers with the problems we've had, even just increasing this year to anywhere, I've seen numbers up to $10 trillion, you know, in the next 10 years. So it's going to put a lot of on our economy, and those dollars are going to be printed. And people don't seem to, when you talk about $22 trillion and $10 trillion, and it's a sign of the value of the dollar has decreased so much that these numbers don't mean anything anymore. And that is a sign. We've become accustomed. People throw these numbers around like they mean nothing. And it will mean something when the bills come due and they can't be paid. We're already a country that's bankrupt. I guess it was Congress. They extended to pay our bills until December 11th of this year. You know, we haven't, you know, they didn't do a debt ceiling back in early spring. No one talks about it. This war going over to what we're doing, the airstrikes, the amount of money that it's costing us, and what impact will it really have? Is it going to really stop the problem? Of course not, because the items that really need to be done are not being completed. And so we have some very serious problems, and the bill just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And people just can't relate to trillion. They just don't get it. They just can't absorb. I mean, when you're talking about the derivative problem, you're talking about quadrillion. I saw a number as recently as 2 quadrillion. Now wrap your mind around that. And so, you know, people are billionaires, and it's all because it's a sign of our currencies. They're all fiat currencies around the world, and it just goes to show how little value they have.
Well, the final number on what that was going to save us per year, and she went through different scenarios with what education and other issues there. She went through them one at a time, and the total number was with the immigrants costing would save a whopping $538.3 billion a year, and it's just amazing to me. You know, when we start adding all this up, what is going on in this nation? And it's just as bad with people in their homes if they, and the government encourages us to do this, but, you know, you follow the leader, I guess, and they just swipe those cards and we end up farther and farther in debt. And next thing you know, how am I going to get out of this mess? And, you know, there's an awful lot of people that claim bankruptcy. You know, and it's like you said, we're, as a nation, we are bankrupt. I don't know if anybody really understands that. We haven't claimed the bankruptcy, but we really are a bankrupt nation. You cannot owe what we owe and say that you're a wealthy nation. We're not wealthy. We're in debt.
Yeah, I mean, we have a debt too big to be paid, and it will never be paid. You know, I see reports, oh, you know, we're going to have deflation and gold is going to drop, and these are the reasons, and so on and so on. But, you know, inflation is here, and it's here to stay. I believe eventually we'll get to a deflationary period, but after the hyperinflationary period. And so government wants inflation. They need inflation. We have a debt we can't pay for. And it can become very complicated when you're trying to break it down and look at the various sectors and the monies and the legislation that's written for this and written for that. But if you keep it all very simple and basic, we have a fiat currency. There's no regulating the government. The government's going to continue to grow. And once they took us off the gold standard, there we have it. We've seen the beginning of huge government. And they spent to the level that we can't pay it. The day of reckoning is coming. And everything that we see, from the wars to the homelessness increasing among U.S. school children, I did find that number. 1.3 million homeless children were enrolled in U.S. schools. Now, these are the ones that were enrolled in schools. Think about all the homeless children that don't go to school. And that was an increase of 8% from the previous school year. So, to me, those numbers are staggering. But these are all symptoms of a fiat currency. And people have been conditioned throughout the years. The carrot was dangled in front of their face, and they took it hook, line, and sinker. And, they thought they could live a lifestyle that's really only for people of wealth. And they went into debt, and I can remember after 9/11, people on the radio, mainstream media, go out there and be a patriot. Go buy, buy, buy. Help support your country. Go out and spend, spend, spend.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they did.
And the things we're doing now and have been doing, whether it's policies, whether it's the spending, regardless, it affects our children. Our children are the future of this nation, and we need to be protecting them. As parents, as, you know, even if you don't have children, you need to understand that they are the future. And in that article with the War on Poverty, Melody, when that started 50 years ago, only 7% of the children were born outside of marriage. Now it is 42%. The policies that they, and the mandates and the regulations and restrictions and everything that they have on the welfare system encourages this.
That's
it encourages
right.
poor lifestyles. It encourages the breakdown of the family. And we just continue to see this. And when we have weak families, we have a weak nation.
You're absolutely correct. And where is anyone to say anything and encourage a better lifestyle?
They're worried about these children that are being, and it's mm-hmm. it's horrible that are coming
it
across
is.
the border. But what about our own children, like you mentioned, that are homeless? What about our own children that are going to inherit this mess we're leaving, whether it's the financial mess? I mean, we're leaving it all to them. Or the turmoil in the world. I mean, we're leaving it all to them. We've got to do something to put a stop to it.
There was a report earlier this week by the Generation Xers, and it will be the first generation that will live a lower standard lifestyle than their parents. And, you know, I don't know, you know, ever since they started a hundred years since they've been doing this, it is the first sign, the first generation that they, you know, there's no way that they can recover from the problems, the financial problems that developed in 2008, where they lost 40 to 60% of their savings. When compared to their parents at the same age, I mean, they have half the amount of funds that their parents had. So, and that's the beginning generation. So generations after that, we're only going to continue also to decline.
Well, you know,
we've peaked. And mm-hmm. if folks don't prepare their own personal and get their personal lives prepared, what happens to the government will affect them severely.
Well, we got to take care of things at home first, and we've said
Absolutely.
That before. And we're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business, too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years. years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representatives and senators or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription, CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984, with sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. Get free information of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657. Get your free inventor's information by dialing 1-800-577-2657. That's 1-800-577-2657.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.
Have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with our good friend Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit them by going to her website, dgscoins.com, or give them a call there in the office at 1-800-375-4188. But we're here right now, and you can give us a call here at 877-895-5410. As we were going into the break, in the last segment, we were talking about the children and the future. Well, that starts at home, and it starts right there where we are. We need to get a handle on our own finances before we can fix anybody else's. We got to take that plank out of our own eye, and there's ways to do that, and even it doesn't matter where you are in this world. It doesn't matter what scale you're at. There's a way to make things better where you are at home. Is that correct, Melody?
I believe so. And I saw, I have to get this off my chest.
Okay.
I saw a story this morning, and people can make a difference. I saw it was in Las Vegas, and they're looking to have sex education for 5-6-year-olds.
Hmm.
And I'm thinking, where, and they had an open discussion, not an open discussion. They did have a discussion with the parents, but the parents, ones that were allowed to come, were there by invitation only. People need to get to these schools and say, stop, enough is enough. What, I mean, it just bothered me.
Well, you know, and...
what is wrong with this world anymore? Where are the good people that come out and say no?
Well, we've bought into some social issues that we need to buy out of, and that is one of them, and that is absolutely ridiculous. Those kind of things need to be handled at home. But I was younger whenever, and my mother was just livid when they started sex education in the schools. And you know, facts and statistics show that it was after that that it didn't get better, it got worse. And you know how kids are. You give them an inch, they'll take them.
These are babies.
They're babies.
They're not the 5 and 6 year old babies that we were.
No.
Even 5 and 6 year olds are, you know, much more mature.
Really, yeah, than we were.
It's a bad sign of what is going on in this country.
Well, it's a sign of how lost. It's a sign of how lost we've become. We do have a caller from Virginia. We have Mike. Mike, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good, sir.
Hey, you know, you're talking, like I said, about the poverty in this country was started a long time ago at FDR. You know what I mean? When you had those work brigades and all that, you know, the people had the jobs, which was all engineered, by the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I just heard you saying, like, right now, the sex education in the classroom, right?
Five-year-olds.
Five-year-olds.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, the thing that gets me about that is they hand out condoms and teach them sex education and tell them not to have sex. That's kind of like handing a teenage boy a bottle of Jack Daniels and the car keys.
Telling him not to drink and drive. Yeah, that makes about as much sense.
I think you just covered a lot of topics I was just going to say. So I'll get off and let somebody else go.
All right. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right.
Thank you. You know, it's the same thing. We have to teach right from wrong, and we have to teach them common sense. And whether it's in our living, which definitely for sure it is, and how to live, not just how to live right, but how to live safely. You know, that kind of lifestyle is unsafe, but also financially. So we're going to get back to that. Now that you've got that off your chest, we're going to get back to
that. Well, you know, hey, folks that are listening that are in Nevada, in Las Vegas, you know, show up, say no.
Absolutely.
You know,
don't
allow
say no.
Them to do that to your children.
No.
And,
absolutely.
You know, and I know homeschooling is the best that you can do for your children, but for those that are there, it just, and it was interesting this weekend, I met a couple where the husband, father, actually argued the law, the legislation. He argued keeping religion in school, keeping God in school. And we all know that he lost. And it just made me begin to think, you know, what the argument was in order to, that how he lost to keep God out of schools, how he lost the argument to keep God in schools. And but we have the ability, the opportunity. I mean, I've seen God removed in so many places over such silly things. I saw in Missouri where you had the Christian sign, the fish. The town is a fishing community, so they had a fish on the stationery. And one person related that to a Christian symbol and had the city had to remove it from their stationery. And where is everybody else? I mean, where is people saying no to these folks? And, you know, the school is the same. So let's get back to gold and silver.
But, you know, that's all a part of it. I mean, we've got to straighten out our lives. We've got to start living with common sense. And that has to do with everything in our lives. And a member of the community, it only takes one member. You know, the wheel that squeaks the loudest gets the grease. So we need to start doing our own squeaking. And that's what you're saying. Stand up for what is right. Don't let them bully you around, because they're going to win if you're sitting back doing nothing. Mm-hmm. Same thing with our finances. If you just sit there and do nothing, nothing's going to get better. So we have to know what to do. And that's where Melody comes in.
Yes, and there's a lot of, I get a lot of phone calls from folks who see advertisements on TV, who see advertisements on, they hear on the radio or magazines and newspapers, and they'll call me up and they'll say, well, what do you think about this and what do you think about that? And I always do a little research because if it is a good deal and so forth, it, you know, I say, hey, take advantage of it, and I will tell my folks that. This week I've been getting a lot of calls, and we've talked about this prior on this program also. When you're looking to buy gold and silver, you want to keep things recognizable and acceptable, things that you're not going to have any questions when you're looking to resell it or to trade it. And I've been getting calls on grams. And when you figure out how much you're paying per ounce, it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to buy the grams. Now, I'm not criticizing anyone who is selling these grams. I'm criticizing the value of the product. And I do not see any value whatsoever in buying the grams of gold. You pay way too much. And I don't think, and people say, well, it's a great way to educate folks. Well, how are you educating them when you're overpaying for something and it's going to take spot gold to go to $2,300 before they break even? So how are you educating them on purchasing gold and silver? You're not. It's a bad example on how you buy gold. Or when. So please, you know, there, you can spend your dollars and get so much more for your dollars. I know how hard folks work for their money.
Oh, yes.
So why would you blow it and purchase something that's not cost-effective?
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Well, and I like the analogy that you give where you don't put it in your hand, and which one would you want?
Exactly. You put that little gram in one hand and an equal amount of maybe 1/10 ounce gold eagles, and what do you think most people would choose? I would say in this case, 100% would choose the coins. So, again, where's the lesson in buying that gram? And the only ones that will make a lot of money on it, of course, are, you know, if it's a, some type of a multi-level marketing situation, it's only the people at the top who really make the bucks on it. And how many of those do you have to sell before you can even eke an income of some sort? Because you're not going to get paid that much. So, again, it doesn't, to me, it just doesn't seem that it's very cost-effective in order to purchase grams instead of buying something that's minted, recognizable, and acceptable. And so just be careful out there, folks.
Be careful. And we're going to go into a break, and when we come back, she's going to let us know what she's recommending today. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410 to talk to us here right now. You can visit her website by going to www.dgscoins.com, and we will be right back. CSE Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double-action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support Common Sense and CSE Talk Radio.
Are you one of the millions of people who take pills for pain management? Then listen up. The breakthrough topical pain creams from RX Topical Relief may help reduce your pain without needing to take a pill. Topical pain creams combine the benefits of multiple medications for a greater effect without many of the side effects from pills such as addiction, nausea, and dizziness. In fact, topical pain creams bypass your GI and liver to minimize absorption into your bloodstream. If you're in pain and have private health insurance, call RX Topical Relief today and see if you qualify for topical pain creams. The good news is that there will be very little or no out-of-pocket expense if this prescription is covered by health insurance. Call 1-800-318-0800. That's 1-800-318-0800. Call 1-800-318-0800 today. That's 1-800-318-0800. 1-800-318-0800. RX Topical Relief topical creams are currently not available for Medicare and Medicaid patients.
Hemby Dairy Supply has gone above and beyond the call of duty for all their dairy customers. Many of you men call Hemby Dairy Supply to inquire about certain products. When all is explained, you men make the wisest of all statements. I need to ask my wife. Well, Hemby Dairy Supply female employees are wise and can help you make those decisions that just might keep you out of trouble and perhaps even make you the hero of the day. Let Hemby Dairy Supply ladies assist you in making those hard-to-decide dairy supply decisions. And women, Hemby Dairy Supply can help you too. If you need male second opinion, let the Hemby Dairy Supply men assist you. Call them now at 1-800-306-8937 or shop online at HambyDairySupply.com and let the Hemby Dairy Supply staff of wives and husbands help meet all your dairy supply needs. That's 1-800-306-8937. Hemby Dairy Supply for all your dairy supply needs.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom. We're in the final segment of today's show. If you're going to give us a call, you're going to have to hurry at 877-895-5410. However, Melody was, as we were going into a break, I made a promise that you were going to tell us what you recommend for today. How was that for setting you up? And we know that we recommend coins over the grams and something that's that you can sell and trade later or buy things with and something that's more tangible is the only word I can come up with. And so what is it that you truly recommend?
I'm sorry, I had a little disconnect there on my telephone.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I'm not sure when we disconnected, but I was just saying as we were going into a break, I was setting you up.
Yeah.
I was kind of apologizing for that. As to what you really recommend today, I know that we recommend the coins over the grams and
right.
Something that's tangible.
Right.
So that's what I was setting you up for.
Well, we do what's suitable for everyone. But, I mean, for the bullion coins, if people are looking for bullion, coins, again, you stay with what's simple and basic, the American Gold Eagles, Canadian Maple Leafs, Krugerrands. I mean, there's far more 1-ounce gold bullion coins that you can purchase in fractional pieces. But, you know, you want to stay with the most popular. And lots of times it's just a personal preference, because when it comes to the bullion coins, they're all going to perform with the spot price of gold. One is not going to do better than the other. So it's a personal choice, and I do recommend gold bullion coins. I do like the pre-1933 coins if they're purchased right. And, of course, silver and some fractional pieces. The $5 Liberty gold piece for fractional pieces, the pre-1933, is also one of my favorite coins for the small pieces. And then with silver, you just want to buy just the generic 90% silver, the quarters, dimes, and 50-cent pieces. Whenever you begin to request just walking Liberties or Mercury dimes, you're going to pay a ton more. But when you go to sell it back, you're just going to get the regular price for 90% silver. So why would you pay at such an increase premium up front just to get what a normal 90% coin would go for? I like the silver eagles, and I also like the Morgan silver dollars. And so I believe people need to have a plan on what they purchase if they're going to accumulate over a period of time. You know, you take advantage of the lowest price at the time that you're buying. And that's what we do. We try to stretch your dollar the furthest so that you have our clients get more gold and silver for their money. An odd concept, I know. You're not going to get that anywhere else, but we do that at Discount Gold and Silver. And today I have a 90% silver, and this is an example. I have 90% silver, 50-cent pieces. I believe they are Kennedy halves, $50 face value for $760, and that does include all your shipping costs. And it comes out to about 35 ounces of silver, so it's a really good price for 90% silver. If you bought a full bag of the Kennedy half dollars, you'd be paying a little over $14,000, close to $15,000. Mm. If you were to specifically request walking Liberties, and these are circulated, they're not uncirculated, from prices that I've seen on the website, from the folks who advertise in the same venue as we do, you'd be paying over $24,000. But yet when you sell that $24,000 bag, full bag back of the walking Liberties, you're just going to receive the same price is if you just purchased the Kennedy half dollars. So, and that's a fact. So we've had a great bag today, 90% silver, 50 cent pieces for $760, and that includes shipping.
That sounds like a great deal. Now, I want to also stress that Melody also buys.
Yes, we do.
And so if you're needing to get some cash, you're needing to do some things that thought maybe it's time to trade in, or you want to know how to go about that, just give her a call, and I'm sure she'll talk it out with you.
Yes, we do. We buy product back. I've been accused of paying more than everybody else also. And so, you know, we do value your business on the buy or the sell, and if you're trading. So, but you have to, you know, make that first step, pick up the phone, and call us.
Absolutely. And let's give that number, too. It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And she deals in everything, not just the gold, not just the silver. She deals in all kinds of the metals.
Yes, we do, platinum and palladium. They're a little bit of a special metal. I always view them as good economy metals, but certainly with the problems going on in some of the South African mines, and, of course, the situation with Russia, we've certainly seen palladium do quite well. We'll have to see where that plays out. I think the price for palladium is a little bit high at this point in time, but platinum is always good to have in your portfolio. It's used for the environment, for catalytic converters, and very, very, very difficult to mine.
Well, and it's something that I guess it would be like anything else when we talk about investing or farming or ranching, to diversify, have a little bit of everything.
It is a great way to diversify. The problem that I hear folks want to do is they get into palladium and platinum thinking it's a way to protect their purchasing power and it won't be confiscated. Well, I wouldn't buy platinum or palladium to avoid confiscation. You know, you still, when you're looking to preserve your dollars, you still want to do it through gold and silver. Gold, those are the monetary metals, and gold is your savings account, and silver is your checking account. And you stay with the fundamentals. And I know the fundamentals for gold and silver at this point in time are not very attractive. It's not sexy. It's not exciting. It's been very frustrating because the prices, we all know, should be higher than what they are. But when you stay with the fundamentals of any investment, you're looking at the truth, and this should tell you whether you want to go in that direction or not. The fundamentals for gold and silver have not changed. Even though the prices have dropped, they have not changed. The fundamentals are stronger than ever before. And if more people talked about the fundamentals instead of all the $50,000 gold and $8,000 silver and try to get people interested in that way, let people and teach people why, what the fundamentals are and how it will protect them through the difficult times that we face.
Absolutely.
Our problems aren't going away.
No, they're not. And we need to deal with them, and we need to look at our portfolios and see what we can do with that. We're out of time. Melody, thank you so much. The hour went very fast today, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome. Thank you for all that you do. Visit our website by going to dgscoins.com or give them a call there in the office, 1-800-375-4188. You know, folks, we've talked about a lot of things today. Our finances, our children, but most importantly, we've got to bring this nation back to common sense. We've got to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercial. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Is the right to keep and bear arms a divine right? Should Christians surrender their firearms if the law requires? Does the New Testament require Christians to always be nonviolent, to keep or not to keep? Why Christians should not give up their guns? Timothy Baldwin, along with his dad, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, have authored this book to help you understand or simply secure what you already know about Christians and our Second Amendment. This book is available for you now. $17 includes shipping and handling. On the heels of each national tragedy, schools and other places have become gun-free zones. Many in government are attempting to disarm Americans. To keep or not to keep will equip you with the scriptural knowledge needed to make a wise decision about the defense of your family, community, and country. Order today. Send $17 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, csctalkradio.com.